purity, so when the types of purity, without caring for any of them, the flow of the heart is so powerful, does not care for anything. So Jagannath told, that was offered by that boy who is considered to be of the worst fate, worst fate, cursed fate. The princess robbed by Mahamayan, and the issue came with that boy. So cursed of the cursed. And he is offering attracted Jagannatham so much. So love is above, wonderfully above, surpassing everything. So Mahaprabhu asked us to take the path of love, way of love, to heart-giving. Heart-giving, self-giving, so powerful. That can attract Krishna, and nothing else can attract him. He is very greedy to feed this, to eat this love. He did something, love, lot of love. That has got at the inner existence, that is that, all of us. Even his love personified, and they think within us also, and the parts of the same feather, love likes love. Mahaprabhu, when conquering and capturing Kaji, his leading Sankirtan party, feeling too much tired, he came to Sridhar Pandit, that poor Brahmin, who used to sell some plantain commodities to the market and anyhow lived. Earned his livelihood. And that Sridhar Pandit had a well, and a pot by which he took water from the well that was there. With that water, Mahaprabhu, with that water pot, which is left outside, he took some water and began to drink. And all the devotees there, what you are doing, this pot, always outside, and so many dots are there. What are you doing? We are taking a pure and a pot for your drinking water. Mahaprabhu ignored everything, and he took that outside pot, nasty, dirty, and began to drink water with. And the Sridhar saying, this is the part of my devotee Sridhar, this is pure, like anything. He used that part for drinking purpose. Left outside, very dirty, with that part we have to drink water. Patram tushyam phalam tuyam jyami bhaktya pajacchati tadaham Vibhakta Paritam Asnadi Parjadatmana. Whatever is offered to me, there is another tale in Vidu's house. Vidu's wife, Vidu was outside for begging, Krishna suddenly appeared as guest in his house. Vidur's wife came, and there was nothing, some plantain left. He took the plantain after accommodating him in a set, a chair, seat. Cover of the plantain fruit he is producing to Krishna, and the plantain fruit here that is left in the earth. And he is surprised, he is so puzzled, perplexed at the joy that Krishna is presently in his house, in her house. He is so perplexed that she is only leaving the fruit, the cover she is giving to Krishna, and Krishna is eating that. And that very time, Narada and Vidur entered the house. "What are you doing?" Vidur told. "You are giving the fruit and giving the cover to my Lord." But Narada came to her relief. She is puzzled. But who is eating? He is not perplexed. Why he is eating? Because her. He could suggest that, give me the fruit. Why the cover? But he is eating without any concern. Then Krishna answered, "I am neither eating. I neither eat the fruit nor the cover. But I eat what is devotion. I am accepting her devotion, neither the cover nor the fruit. It does not supply my will. I do not need either this or that, but I live on devotion." Narada, "Patvan puspam phalam toyam. Everything I eat, I take. But nothing I take the idea behind that offering. The ideal, the purpose behind the material offering, bhavagrahi janatana, the very spirit of the thing I eat, and no money. Never the outward show. I am a man living in the inner world. So my food is inner substance, not the external thing." So devotion is such. Devotion is such. Does not care for the ordinary rules, regulations of this material world. Still in our lower condition, we are advised to go on in archan, in our stage, what we think pure, we offer. What is impure, we reject. In the preliminary stage, it is necessary for us. But when grown, then these external things are eliminated, and the internal things are given more importance. We are told that Brajan Sheed was a big scholar in Bengal, philosophical scholar, extraordinary. So that once he did deliver a lecture in Rome, and there was a conference of philosophical research. And the president told him, I took you like Aristotle. Brajan Sheed was given the position of Aristotle. He was so learned man. That Brajan Sheed, when he was a student of Scottish Church College, he was to sit in an examination hall, and he gave him questions on the paper, and he wrote the answer. so many questions, but only one question. He was so engrossed in answering that one question, he forgot everything. So deeply engaged himself in answering that a single question took the whole time. So many other questions left. So when the bell rang, the time finished, what to do? Only one question. He left his paper and went there. The brightest scholar of the college of St. Constantine. Now he was thinking that among these lists of the successful candidates, this man cannot come. Answered only one question. Perhaps there are six or five or four something. But still, he stealthily is coming now and then, coming to see whether the list has been given of the successful candidates. And one day he found his name is on the head of the successful candidates. He was perplexed. How? Only one question I left, and I am having the list. How it is possible? He saw the professor concerned. Sir, I have answered only one question. And how it is possible that you have given my name in the first number one? Oh, Mr. Shield, answer is taken in the grade of a research scholar, not an ordinary student. So I put your name on the highest. So this is like Raghumarko. The formal things all ignored, and the substance taken out. Though formally he should be he will come among the list of the faith. But the man, the professor, he was a judge of a bold type. And he told, this one, the representation, the answer of one question is such high quality that that student can never be considered to fail. So he was even the highest person. The love is such, formality, it does not care for any formality in its real judgment. Hari Krishna. What was the?
Poniyatta.
This is painting in me, really. This is the proper occasion. Generally, when all our activities stopped by the unfavorable weather, we think that this is a very bad day. We are men of action, men of exploiting the environment, nature, and they gather some energy. Always trying to gather, to collect some energy at our command. That is our nature, if we. Those that live here, their very nature is such, collect more energy at his own command. And that can be utilized in need, time of necessity. General nature. But if any hindrance to that, we think it is a very bad circumstance. It is opposing my object of life, that is to collect more energy. Generally, this is our case. But to remind us about the importance of the inner wealth, we are advised that the outer nature cannot make us so much harm as our internal nature. Apathy to collect more wealth for the inner nature, inner existence, inner man in me. Be mindful of that. Losing outwardly, that is not much. They're all coming, going. The body is the center, body will also vanish. Then what is the necessity of the collection of so much energy for this body connection? Everything in your soul, the proper man within, try to find him out and try to collect help for him. And that is possible only with the connection of the sadhu. Satsanga pasangam dinam, the day in which we do not find any saint, that is no discussion, no giving, taking about the main life, the inner life, the inner substance. We are losers there by that day. We consult in all respects anyhow. Mind your own blessing. Mind your own interest, find your own self. Behind my unmindful towards the external world and circumstances, and dive deep into the reality, inner world. Find your inner self and the inner world. World where you live, where your inner self living, try to find home, back to God, back to home. If your energy utilize for going home and not for wandering into the land of others, land of death. Land of death. Try to avoid the land of death at any cost, and always try to find out the eternal side you are, and to find out that you are a member of that side. And try to understand what is your home, why that is your home, home comfort, what does it mean? Which is natural, which is in our birth position, as from we get our birth. That Atinamada Uttina. Satan Kasangan Mobichanat Pavan Tiritkat Mada Saya Nakata Tadju Shamada Shiva Karkavat Bhakti Anukramishya. Kardam Rishi was married to a lady whose name was Devahuti. After passing some years, in the enjoyment of married life, then Devahuti, he got a child in her room from the Rishi. So when the object of their marriage union is finished, the Rishi gave a proposal to for retirement from that marriage life and told that you have got a child in your room, and that child is not ordinary child. Lord Himself is coming. So I am going to live alone for my own purpose, higher purpose of life. Then Devahuti told, I got such a good partner, fortunately for me, a sage like you as my husband. But I did not took the advantage of your noble personality to learn anything about the Brahma, about the Lord, about the inner life necessity and the fulfillment of life. I did not inquire anything. I was only busy to serve you, to satisfy your desire. Though I got such a noble company, I did not utilize. Now, I pray you may stay for some time and teach me, help me in spiritual life. Then you may go. Then the Rishi who told Kardam Rishi, you will get that sort of help from your son. He is not an ordinary man, he is coming, he is Lord Himself. You mind it, and in time you will get help, spiritual help from him. So I won't stay, I'll go now. They departed, and in no time the child came. And he was brought up by Devahuti with much affection. Especially he heard that the child is not ordinary one. But motherly affection helped him to grow properly. Without thinking, he forgot totally that he is not ordinary child, as told by his husband. But one day, the boy grown up, and he is thinking in a mood that reminded Devahuti, the mood of the child does not seem to be ordinary one. There's some serious thought if he could trust in him. His father foretold that the Lord is coming in you. So that is true then. The mood of the child does not seem to be worldly. Above some transcendental thought in his mind it is plain. Then slowly he approached the boy. The boy, your father told me that you are not ordinary boy of this world. You are divine. And I wanted some advice from him. He told that you will advise me. So long I did not mind that. Today your mood is encouraging me, reminding me about that advice of your father, and encouraging me to approach you for that spiritual advice. Be pleased to advise me what is spiritual truth, what am I, what is this world, where to go, who is the owner of this world, what is our duty towards him, all these things. I want to know from you, my child. You are not ordinary child. Then came this sloka in Bhagavatam from the lips of the son to the mother. Satan pasangam mama virya sangvidu bhavanti hitkarna rasayana kratha tadjushanad asyapavarka bhaktani sadhyarati bhakti anukramishyati. This sloka. Satan prasanga mama virya sangvidu. My talk full of potentiality. You can find only from the lips of my devotees. Satan prasanga mama virya sangvidu. Not only deep words, but words that have got depth, that have got spirit, that have got power. That is present reality. Such things come from the lips of my dear, dear devotees. Satan pasangam mama virya sangvidu. Not shallow words, but surcharged with spirit, with life, and that can enliven us. Virya sangvidu bhavanti hitkarna rasayana kratha. And our heart and our ear, they also, both ear and the heart, they are satisfied. They have touch of the spiritual joy, the ecstasy of the spiritual world is surcharged in their work, and they come to color our mind, mind and our heart and our ear, both physically and mentally, and in the soul area, brain. Mama virya sangvidu bhavanti hitkarna. Tadjushana, attending that sort of talk from the real source, the source of the real sadhu, asyapavarka bhaktami, we are led towards the relief of this worldly life. And in the gradual process we get saddha, rati, bhakti. Tadjoshana dashva varka bhaktani. Saddha, rati, bhakti, ranukkamishyati. And by gradual process we attain these things. So our faith, increasing faith, ever-increasing faith, roti, then slight test, and then we get the real love, bhakti here. Saddha, roti, bhakti, anukkamishyati, by gradual process, it takes us towards the higher domain. Tadjushana, dashyapa, varka, vartani, saddha, rati, bhakti, anukramishyati. In this way he began, the boy began to advise his mother. Devahuti, Devahuti Nandan copied the son of Kardam Rishi. There is another copy whose Shankha does not recognize God, only analyzing the material things. Material things, eliminating gradually everything from the spiritual substance, Sankha, Kardami copied, and Sankha Kar copied. This copied also gave what is known as Sankha, but he has the recognition of the Supreme Lord, Ishvara, but that atheist copied Ishvara Siddhi, no necessity of any God to explain about the existence of this world. That is his conclusion, Ishvara Siddhi. The Nayayiks, the logicians, they told that there must be one who has created this world. This world is created. There must be someone who has created this world. Kartiti Nayayika. Their highest conclusion is there must be one who has created this. He is God, he is Ishvara. But Kupid, atheistic Kupid says, No necessity of any God to explain the existence of this material world. Ishvara Siddhi, Asiddha. In conclusion, we don't find any necessity of any creator. Automatically these things are there. Only two things necessary. One particle of spirit and another matter. Matter and spirit combined created this world, Shiva and the Shakti. Particles of spiritual dust, so many sand, dust, so many particles of spirit there, as there is matter. Matter and the spiritual dust combined, this world is going on automatically. One gentleman of this court, I met perhaps in Madhupur. Only a qualified man, he was PNG. I met him in Madras Mutt, a Bengali gentleman, PNG. He was a follower of this court. I met him in Madhupur. I asked him, what have you got from your guru, this Kapilasa? That's Jata Jeev, as many souls are there, everyone is a Shiva, independent of this matter. You are satisfied? Yes, satisfied. Pāśavadya bhavetu jīva, pāśamuktu khalāsya. Your philosophy, where ends, our philosophy, Bhagavatam, there begins. How it is? Now you think of, where these Shiva exist, so many Shiva, so many particles of spiritual dust, but should we not think that living in some position, and what is the relation between them? Some sort, there are so many, some sort of relation must be within them, and they must stay in some position, in some plane. So many staying in some plane and some relation. And how to harmonize them? They are everyone an independent unit fighting. or what is their nature. Bhagavat has come to explain about the Mukta Jiva. Yeah, all this diseased souls, they are out of disease. Now, the healthy souls, what they do? What is their position, their characteristics, their nature, their object, their pastime? We have to know that. So Bhagavatam has come. Devarshi Narada has asked Vyasadeva, is something what is normal? What is the nature of the natural, liberated soul who are not in the disease? And that has been given. There is a center, and their tradition, their function, all harmonized together. How? That is to inquire. Kapilashram, Kapi. Gita says, Jat Sankhya Yoga, Yoga Upasara Bala Nava Prabhadanti Na Pandita, Ekam Sankhan Cha Yogan Cha Japashyati Sapashyati. He can see really, who can see that Sankhya and the Yoga system are one and the same. One, by external elimination, trying to reach to the ultimate goal, and another by internal elimination. This is body, this is mind, and this is soul, Atma, Paramatma, in within. Elimination within, and trying to reach into the goal. And elimination in the external. This earth, this water, then this fire, air, ether, then fire going, external elimination, try to understand what is the origin. Sankhya, neti, neti, neti. This is not, this is not. This is also dependent, this is dependent. Not original, not original. All effects. What is the cause? To enquire in the external process, that is Sankhya. And the internal process, pranayam, pratyahara, dhyan, dharana, samadhi, going to Paramatma direction. So by elimination of the substance which come in contact, from the gross, we start towards the subtle, more subtle, in the causal direction, that is Sankhya and the Yoga. But ultimately in Bhagavatam that is also said, Sukadeva Bhayati begins, Svadharma, Rishaya, Janma lava parapunsa anti narayana siti. Etavan sankhya yoga adhyayana swadharma parinishthaya. Janma lava parapunsa anti narayana siti. In the beginning, in this lecture, to Parikshit, Sukadeva says, he is adding another thing. Not these two, another third thing. You told what that story? Janma lava parapunsa.
Oh, sir.
Exactly.
Four of us.
Koi?
Hatpatan.
Sankhya Yoga Dhyan.
কি বাজার হবে নাকি?
বাজারই হবে, অবস্থা বোঝো। বাজার যদি করতে পারো, বাদ বসেছে কিনা। সাংখ্য যোগ অধ্যয়ন স্বধর্ম পরিনিষ্ঠ। সুখদেব সোফাবান সো মাচ সোফা বাই দিস থ্রি পারসন সাংখ্য এক্সটার্নাল এলিমিনেশন, যোগ ইন্টারনাল এলিমিনেশন, স্বধর্ম পরিনিষ্ঠ। অ্যানাদার প্রসেস ইজ স্বধর্ম ডিসচার্জিং ওয়ান্স ডিউটি অ্যাজ ইট ইজ রেকমেন্ডেড ইন দি বেদ। রেসপেক্টিভ ডিউটি রেকমেন্ডেড ইন দি বেদ ইফ ইট ইজ পারফর্ম উইদাউট এনি স্পেশাল রিমোর অবজেক্ট নিষ্কাম বিকজ ইট হ্যাজ বিন advised as my duty in my present position by the Shastra. I am doing disinterested. I have got no special end for this. As a Brahmin, I am told that you must do these things. I am doing. As a Kshatriya, to keep peace and to control the evil agents, and my duty, I am doing that. Vaishya, I am advised in doing this. But because it is said in the Shastra, endlessly, without any special interest, disinterested, I am doing my duty, as it is recommended in the Shastra. But all these three processes lead us to মুক্তি, লিবারেশন। বাট এতাবান সাংখ্য যোগ অধ্যয়ন স্বধর্ম পরিনিষ্ঠয়া জন্মলাভ পরপুংসাং অন্তি নারদেন। আফটার উই গেট রিলিজ ফ্রম দি এক্সটার্নাল বন্ডেজ, দি ফুলফিলমেন্ট অফ লাইফ ইজ ইন দি রেকলেকশন অফ আওয়ার লর্ড নারায়ণ দি ক্রিয়েটার। Our relationship with the prime cause, we are get out of the net entangled in. But after getting released from this entanglement, then what is, we have to search what is our proper relation with the prime cause. Who are we with him? Here Bhagavad begins. এতাবান সাংখ্যযোগ অধ্যয়ন স্বধর্ম পরিনিষ্ঠয়া, কিন্তু জন্মলাভ ফুলফিলমেন্ট অফ আওয়ার এক্সিস্টেন্স বাথ। জন্মলাভ, লাভ মিন্স ফুলফিলমেন্ট, দি গেইন, দি এন্ড। হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট? অন্তি নারায়ণ শ্রুতি, জন্মলাভ পরপুংসাং পরহ্লাভ। এটা অন্তি নারায়ণ স্মৃতি, আওয়ার কানেকশন, আওয়ার রেকলেকশন উইথ দি সেন্টার উইথ হোম উই আর টায়ার্ড, দি হারমনি, দি সেন্টার অফ দি হারমনি, দ্যাট ইজ, দ্যাট শুড বি আওয়ার লুক আউট। হেয়ার ভাগবত কাম অ্যান্ড আদার সো মেনি শাস্ত্র, দে কাম টু আওয়ার রিলিজ ফ্রম দিস এক্সটার্নাল বাউন্ডারিজ। বাট দেন দি ইন্টারনাল প্রোগ্রেস আফটার বিরজা ব্রহ্মলোক ভেদি পরব্যোম পায়, উই গেট অ্যাডমিশন ইন টু দি পরব্যোম, ইন দি স্পেশাল এরিয়া অফ দি বৈকুণ্ঠ, দ্যাট ইজ উই গেট দি ভিসা, ইনকামিং কারেন্ট, উই ক্যাচ দি অ্যাডভান্টেজ অফ দি ইনকামিং সেন্টার কারিং কারেন্ট, উই গেট দি ভিসা। অল দিজ a Sankho Jyot and the Sadharma Nishtha can give us passport to go out of the land we are living in. But after that, if we want to have something, then visa is necessary.